how I thank God that one man took a scripture from Matthew. If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, remember that one? How much more shall the Heavenly Father give? If you know how to give good gifts unto your kids, how much more? Would he give you a serpent? No. How much more would your Heavenly Father? He took that scripture and he drilled that into my mind for an hour or an hour and a half till finally I got over the fear. He said, you're not going to do anything crazy, anything foolish. God isn't going to possess you. I'll always thank God for that. That man was J.E. Styles, whom God brought all the way from California to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to teach me one verse of scripture, and I knew the verse. Didn't believe it, but I knew it. It's your operation of the God-given ability. Your operation. So, if I want to pull my pants up, it's my what? I did it. God didn't make me do that. I did it. Speaking in tongues, sir, is your what? Right. By the freedom of your what? Boy, you're always in control. You're always in control. It's your operation of the gift. And the gift is that God-given ability to speak in tongues whenever you want to. Suppose I spoke in the same tongue for 1,000 years, would it be speaking in tongues? Doesn't matter. So it's not a matter of how many different languages I speak in. It is the fact that I speak. What I speak is whose business? But that I speak is whose business? That is the freedom of the will. The God-given ability to speak in an unknown tongue by your operation of the gift. Of all of our ministry today, I think this is the weakest in the ministry across the world, is speaking in tongues. And that is why your under-shepherding is weak, which is the second greatest failure in the ministry today, the under-shepherding on the field. Yet the two go hand in hand. Maybe our under-shepherding is weak because we don't speak in tongues. Because we don't speak in tongues, the under-shepherding is weak. I don't know, but really. And the reason is we do not really appreciate what we got, nor do we know how to really do it effectively. Look at me. Lo Santa starts with an L, I think. Lo Santa. Once I have spoken it, it's in my where? Head. I've heard it, right? My earballs. So I could say, Lo Santa, Lo Santa, Lo Santa, Lo Santa, Lo Santa, Lo Santa. Then if I want to go on, I could go, Lo Santa, Lo Santa. Yeah. You can start and you can stop whenever you want to. One word. To speak in tongues and to be real fluent in it, you got to get rid of every fear and you got to practice principles of language. All languages basically operate the same principles. They're letters like A, B, C, D, English. In order to speak the word cat, I have to know the letter C-A-D, I guess. D-O-G, dog. Now, in order to speak the word cat, I have to move my lips, my throat, my tongue, make the sounds. Cat. I could say cat. But to do it honestly and openly, I speak it with the best of my knowledge of the English language, cat. Dog. And you got to move your lips differently. Akala. Basami. Kado. Dali. Ilama. Famo. What I speak is as the Spirit gives me what? But that I speak is my responsibility. Now, take the letter A. Speak in tongues. One word. Now do B. Do K. Do M. I. F. T. Okay, that's speaking in tongues. Now, as you speak to the Father in your private prayer life, why don't you practice the English alphabet? So in your private life tonight, when you go home after a bit, if we ever go there, just lay down on the bed, get quiet or someplace. If you have to take a walk or do something, want to get real isolated, crawl in my mobile, what do they call it? Mobile clubhouse. And start with the letter A. For instance, immediately, Ashanta. B for me, Bumo, C, Kada, D, Dhamma. So I carry it through. That is the real way that I know that you can grow and really speak in tongues very, very fluently and beautifully. Naturally, I'm concerned about interpretation and prophecy because it's one of the nine. And it's that interpretation and prophecy, those two manifestations are the manifestations that edify the body. Edify means to build up toward a more worthy endeavor, etc. But I'm not really concerned about building up the body until I am built up first. I could never build the body any further than I am built. That's why you must really speak in tongues in your private life till it runs out of your earballs. And you got to get by yourself where you can speak out loud so you can stand yourself. So you don't freak when you hear yourself speak in tongues. That scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. verse 12. Even so ye, put the word core in there. Even so the core, your core, aren't you? Okay. Even so ye, the core. Or even so I, Victor Paul Rearwheel. Put your personal name in if you like. For as much as ye, the core, or as you, Victor Paul Rearwheel, put your name in it, are zealous, one of the 12 apostles' name was Simon Zelotes, wasn't it? It's the word zealous. Zealous of spiritual matters, pneumaticos, spiritual things. Well, everybody here in the core is, you're zealous of spiritual things. That's what you're here for. You're not here to learn how to play golf, basically. You know, or shoot target or something, right? We're here because we are zealous for spiritual things. We want to know the things of God for our life so we can be better men, better women, to help people, to help the world. Then, since this is it, we're here. You're zealous of spiritual things, spiritual matters. Now what's the first thing it says, since I'm zealous, desirous, deeply desirous of spiritual matters? The first thing I have to do is what then? Seek. Seek. That word seek is not looking for a needle in it like in a haystack. You seek for the needle in the haystack. Look for it. This word seek here is to expend. It is to expend your effort with enthusiasm. It is to expend yourself enthusiastically. It is like in an athletic contest where the score is tied Monday night next week, and there are 30 seconds to go. You seek to win the ball game. That's this word seek. It's expending maximum effort. One of the synonyms of this word that they give is the word strive. To seek is to strive. To strive is to expend your maximum effort. Have you really striven? Have you really expended your maximum effort? To excel. Yeah. To excel is to abound, over and beyond. score is tied, or they're leading by 1 point, and you make the basket the last second, it's over and abound. One more point than they got. The word excel here is to abound over and beyond. Over and beyond. With a view. The word to in this verse is the word pros and the accusative case. And pros or pros in the accusative case is with a view toward. The reason you abound, the reason you strive to excel, the reason you strive to abound is with a view toward edifying, building up the church. But you first have to do the striving before the church can be built up, right? That's why speaking in tongues is absolutely foundational to everything else. In this intermediate class, the basic thing of the intermediate class is still speaking in tongues. That's why many times the church is not edified, because the person speaking in tongues a drip. Because his interpretation is not spoken in tongues in his private life enough that when he gets in the body, he's cold turkey, dead duck. Doesn't occupy nothing. Just think about it. You have never sufficiently mastered speaking in tongues in your life to the end where it is like the joy and rejoicing of your heart. And that man, when you speak in tongues, you get hotter than a firecracker. And the reason for that has been we just do not believe the truth of the greatness of speaking in tongues. What evidence did I have I was a Christian? Well, I didn't smoke. Then every person by sheer logic who does not smoke is a what? I didn't use the name of God in vain. Therefore, anybody who doesn't use the name of God in vain is a Christian. No man or woman ever has any proof. There is no proof that they are born again, that they are Christian, except they speak in tongues. Because speaking in tongues is the external manifestation in the senses world of the internal reality and presence of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It can't feel spirit, can't smell it, can't taste it, can't touch it. So what proof do I have? I have Christ in my life has changed, all right? Yeah, you know. Somebody held a shotgun to your head, life might change too. It's all built on the works of man. Until you get to the integrity of God's word, then it's built on the word of God. The proof that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, is that you speak in a tongue or tongues. It's the external manifestation in the senses world of the internal reality and the presence of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the evidence. The physical evidence that you're here tonight is I see you. I can hear you, smell you, so forth. You're here. Well, what proof do I have of the Christ in you? Well, you got a brown shirt, you got a different shirt, you got brown shoes, you got brown, you got black shoes. We got problems now. You're Christian. No. I'm glad you got blues. Not the blues, but blue shoes. How silly. It's got to be something bigger than that, people. And it is. When you hear yourself speak in a tongue, you know you're born again, right? When I hear you speak in tongues, I know you're born again. Now we both know it. It's the proof in the senses world of the Christ in you. And we've never appreciated that enough. We take it just for granted. It's sort of cold turkey to us. But kids, it's the biggest thing you got in this class, this intermediate class. Everything starts with that speaking in tongues. The reason the interpretations don't flow accurately, or prophecy, or word of knowledge, wisdom, discerning of spirits, is because you are not doing number one, speaking in tongues. So why don't you just be one core that starts speaking in tongues? Start with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Work it over different, you know, just do it 50 different times in 50 days or 20 days. There are some wonderful scriptures that substantiate the truth of what I've just shared with you. And I think we'll look up a few. I made some notes of them in here. There are quite a few in the Word, but I didn't want to stay all night. That's why I put my PJs on. The first reference I wanted to look at is Acts 16:10 regarding this word seek. 1 Corinthians 14:12, remember? Seek that ye may excel. Acts 16:10. I don't know what dumb word it is there. Endeavored, that's right, endeavored. Vision appeared to Paul at night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored. We sought to go into Macedonia. But it is stronger than sought to go. It's the same word that I said is to strive. It is to make full preparation to go to the on the hunt tomorrow morning. Strive to get it all together before you have to leave. That's this word, endeavored. Another great one is in Romans 10. For they being ignorant, verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's what? And going about to establish their what? Own right. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Which word in that verse do you think is the word seek? What? Right. Ignorant of God's righteousness and going about. They're striving. They're seeking to do what? Establish their own righteousness. Striving at it. Good works. Counting beads. Burning candles. Kneeling, coming to the altar. They are striving. You know, it just isn't to seek, it's to strive to establish their own righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 2. Moreover, it's required in a steward that a man be found what? Which word would it be? Required. Right. Moreover, it's required. It is to strive after. Therefore, a steward just isn't one who flippantly takes care of things. He strives. It's required. It's a striving toward absolute perfection as a steward. Colossians. Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, next word. Seek, there it is. That's that word, which means to strive. For those things which are what? Right. You really put forth a great effort. Put yourself out. Do something about it. Put forth your effort. In Matthew chapter 5. Verse 20, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. What words in verse 20 would equal the word excel in Corinthians that we had? What? Shall exceed, right. It's over and beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees. You strike out. I'll make it. Boy, these scriptures are tremendous learning when you check these two words, which I'm doing with you. The word strive or seek and the word excel, which is to be over and beyond. Look at this one here is regarding scribes and Pharisees. And it's talking about righteousness. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 12. This is when they had all those good food, all that good food. Verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be what? What words in that verse 12 would be the word excel? That remain. That remain. Not gather up. Gather up the fragrance that excel. They had over and beyond. He had stuff left over. Don't you see it? You know, they had, well, it says in verse 13, they got 12 baskets that's excelling over and beyond. We're to seek to excel. in spiritual matters. I'm just giving you the same words and showing them to you in other scriptures to show you what it is to excel. Here it's 12 baskets. 5 barley loaves. In verse 13. That remain is excel. 13. 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had what? What is the excelling in verse 13? Remained over and above. Those words, remained over and above, is the same word as the word excel in 1 Corinthians 14. That over and above is just a beautiful translation of the word. It's over and above. It's over and beyond. So we seek to excel in spiritual matters. We seek to excel in speaking in tongues, which is over and beyond. Mashanta, 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 mashanta. We seek to excel over and beyond. In Romans chapter 5. This is a dandy. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. What word would be the word excel in that verse? Abounded, right. The gift of grace, which is by one God, by one what? Who? Abounded, hath abounded. Abounded, over and beyond. Abounded unto many. In chapter 15 of Romans, maybe Walter will hit this too again, which would be wonderful. And this is a fantastic verse because of the return. Verse 13. The God of the hope fill you with all what? Joy and peace in believing. Have you got joy and peace in believing? He fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may what? Abound in hope. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And those words, may abound, is that word excel in 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 8 has it. A beautiful verse. 1 Corinthians 8:8. But meat commendeth us not to God. You know. Running the 109:2 doesn't commend you to God. Meat doesn't commend you to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we what? What words do you think are the words that would make up the word excel? Are we the better? Right. Those four words, are we the better, is that one word excel. For neither if we eat we excel over and beyond. Chapter 15 of Corinthians 15, the great conclusion of this fantastic chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Unmovable, always what? abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in the vain in the Lord. What word in there would be excelling? Abounding, right. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always over and beyond. Always over and beyond in the work of the Lord. Galatians. Now we'll take 2 Corinthians 9. 7, 8, 9, 9, 9, 9, 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. What words in there would be the word excel? It's really the three words to make abound. And God is able to make abound all grace toward you. The words to make abound in verse 8, the opening words, are this word, excel. God is able to go over and beyond in everything to you. Something? Ephesians 1:8. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, good sense. Hath abounded. Those two words, that word excel, over and beyond. You know, according to the riches of his grace, he hath over and beyonded to us. He has over and beyonded to us in all wisdom. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge. That your love may abound. May abound is excel. Over and beyond. And this I pray, that your love is over and beyond, more and more in the knowledge. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 1, furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Would abound is excel. Over at the above. And verse 10 is the final one I want to give you. And ye do, and indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. The word increase is the word over and beyond. So that record in 1 Corinthians 14. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual matters, pneumaticos, seek, that ye may excel. Seek that ye may excel. Strive to be over and above to the edifying of the church. This is why kids speaking in tongues is so important in your life. Because you'll never edify the church until you edify yourself. You can't expect anybody to like you if you don't like yourself. If you think you're ugly, then you've got everybody else should in agreement with you. If you want to edify the body of the church, the best way to do it, the only way to do it, is edify yourself. So remember, foundational class, you can't give anything you haven't got. Want to communicate the measles? Get a good case of them. Thanks. So, I don't know any way to teach it any better to people. The mechanics of speaking in tongues are the same as the mechanics of speaking in any language. You got to move your lips, throat, and tongue and make sounds. You make the words. But the words that you make are words which the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, God has put upon His Spirit in you. So, Makala Lamiko Dasanta Ushina. Loka Mikanta. Iona Lakano. See? You just take your time and develop. Then you will seek, you'll strive to over and beyond. Seek to excel. They talk about excellers meeting and never excel. Talk about, you know, getting kissed, never get kissed, I guess. I don't know. Talk about excelling and never excelling because you don't practice the principles involved to excel. You've got to move your lips, your throat, your tongue. You have to make the sound. You have to formulate the words. But the words which you speak are words which the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, God has put upon His Spirit in you. That's why speaking in tongues is so fantastic. That's why I want to talk to you about it tonight. I guess that's all I got to say.